Today's shir is Masechta Bava Kama Daf Ayin Dalad. And we'll begin again in the middle of the Amud Daf Ayin Gimel Mebeis, Amar Rava. We're in the middle of learning the sugyas of Hazama, and actually today's sugya is the sugya of Hachosh Tchilas Hazama. The difference between Hachosh and Hazama is Hachosh is when you have two pairs of Adam who contradict each other. Hazama is where the second pair of Adam come in and say to the first pair, how could you say testimony that this and this happened, this and this place, and this time, Imanu Yisim, you were with us elsewhere. And there's a different din between Hazama and Hachosha. Hachosha, when we have two pairs of Adam contradicting each other, everything remains status quo. Hazama, as the Gemara has taught us, is a Chiddush HaTorah that we believe the second pair of Adam. Furthermore, there are special halachas regarding Hazama. One din is that Hazama is only, as Gemara says in Masechta Makos, is when both Edom are Muslim, and not only when both Edom are Muslim, that they have no other disqualifications other than the Hazama. Also, the Gemara says in Masechta Makos that if for Hazama there's a very short window or a small window when Hazama, when the din of Asisim Loi Kash Hazama Lasis Lachav applies. It's only during the time, explains the Gemara, that the Beis Din has already handed down the psak against the individual that these Adam said testimony, but Beis Din hasn't yet carried out that psak. During that small window, the din of Kash Hazama can be applied. Our sugya that we're going to begin learning now is, if the Adam were first Mukhish and then they were Muslim, can they still be subject to Hazama or not? Hachashat Chilos Hazama or not? As the Chiddush HaRim explains, what is the basis of the question? There's a beautiful explanation. He says, the Machloikis, or the question, if Hachashat Chilos Hazama, is a question, how do we look at Hazama? Do we look at Hazama? Do we look at Adam Zomim as if they are liars? And if they're liars, then Hachosh and Hazama is really all the same. Hachosh proves that they're liars, and Hazama proves that they're liars. And therefore we could say Hachosh Tchilas Hazama. Or, the other way of understanding it, says the Chiddush HaRim, is that Hazama, as we've been saying, is a new din in the Torah, it's a Chiddush, and has no connection to Hachosh. They're two separate concepts, and therefore Hachosh is Lav Tchilas Hazama. Amarova, Einim Shirchu L'B'Shoif Huzmu. They had Hachosh and then Hazama, Neharogim. Even though for Hachosh alone they don't deserve to be killed, there's no Kash Hazama for Hachosh. If they, even though they first had Hachosh and then had Hazama, they're killed. Why? That Hachosh Tchilas Hazamihi. Hachosh is the beginning of the process. El Shloi Nigmar. So ask the Mefarshim, why when Rava wants to give us an example of Hachosh Tchilas Hazama, does the Gemara have to speak about Dinei Nefashos? Why couldn't he be giving us an example of regarding Dinei Mamonos, which is the subject that we've been discussing? So he answers, so the Mefarshim answer, that by Dinei Mamonos, obviously Hachosh has some relevance. Because Halacha is by Dinei Mamonos, even if one party sees the assets based on one pair of Adam, it would be acceptable. By Dinei Mamonos, Hachosh, as we said before, if one pair says that he killed somebody, the other pair says he didn't kill somebody, nothing happens. And the Chiddush is that still, perhaps Tchilas Hazama. Ella, Amar Rava, Mina Amina La. From where do I know this halacha Hachosh Tchilas Hazama? The Tanya. We're going to learn a Braisa. The Braisa says, Midani B'ish Ploini. Somebody, two Adam come in and say, Adam's regarding an individual. And we have to review a din that the Torah teaches us in Parshas Mishpatim. We learned about it earlier in the Masechta. If a owner blinds or knocks out a tooth or injures any of the 24 Rashi Avarim of his Eved Kenani, the halacha is that the Eved Kenani goes out free. Furthermore, if he first were to injure him and then injure him again, so since after the first injury he's free, the second injury he has to pay for, like you pay for any injury that you injure a person. Chaim Brisker explains what's pshat that he goes out free if for the first injury. That is in lieu of the payment. So says the Gemara, Midani b'ish ploini, Adam come in and say that this owner, Shesimus ain't after blinded his Eved, Vipel Hashenu, and he also knocked out his tooth. And the Brisa says some difficult words to understand, which we're going to spend a lot of time on. Sherei Arav Oymekain. And the owner says the same. What that means, we don't know. The Nimtzu Zomimim. And now these Edim turn out to be Zomimim. The Aloch is Misham De Ayin Le'Eved. They owe the Eved the value of his eye. Says Rava, there are obviously some obvious questions when learning this Brisa. Hechidami, exactly what is the Brisa referring to? Ilaim Kriktani. If we can understand the Brisa as it's stated, the Leka Katachrina. There is no other pair other than the pair that we learned in the Brisa and the pair that are being Mazadam. So let's understand the Gemara. Let's understand the Brisa. Mishamim Demei Eved Ayin Le'Eved. The Brisa paskind that you have to pay the value of the eye. Ask the Gemara, Bas the Mafkele L'Cheris, if the Eved has been freed, they should have to pay what's the value of the eye that they're paying. Further, to make kule eved l'rabbi l'shlumei. As we've been learning, what does Kasha Zomim teach us? What they wanted to do happens to them. They falsely claim that the owner blinded his eved, and because he blinded his eved, he ought to be freed. The eved ought to be freed. So if we're going to punish them under the circumstances of a Kasha Zomim, they should be free. They should have to pay the entire value of the Eved. Why are they only paying the value of the eye? And lastly, as we pointed out earlier, but as Sharei Arav Oymekain, that the owner is saying the same. Ask the Gemara, Rabbi Nichalei, why would the owner corroborate this false statement that's to his detriment? Elalav, how must we understand the Brisa, says Rava. Kost Gain Osebe Trey. Two Eidim came and said, Hippel Hashenei, Simas Ene, that he knocked out his tooth and blinded him. So as we explained earlier, if that was the case that actually happened, the by mice of Loi Harav, the May Ene, the Eved is freed for the injury to his tooth, and then he's a free man, and if the Odin blinded him, he has to pay for the value of his eye. Vasa Beitrei Mitzi, that pair of Edom doesn't appear in our Brisa. Now we start where the Brisa picks up. Now another pair of Edom come, V'amri, and they corroborate that indeed the owner injured his Eved, but they say it was just the opposite. It was Enoi V'hadashenoi. It was first the eye and then the tooth. According to this, he only has to pay the value of the tooth. The Kamachashle Kamoi L'mitzoi. So let's understand what the Gemara said. The Gemara is actually teaching us two dinim. If whatever is the second injury is the injury for which the Odin will have to pay. Obviously, the injury of blinding an eye is a lot more expensive than the injury of knocking out a tooth. So according to the first pair, he had to pay, the owner had to pay the value of the eye. According to the second pair, they only have to pay the value of a tooth. A lot less. Now we have a situation about Chosha, because these two pairs of Edom are contradicting each other. Not completely, but somewhat, saying there was a different sequence of events. And now we could understand, says Rava, the statement that the Braisa made, that the owner says the same way. What does that mean? The Nichalei B'kamoi, B'mai the Kamri. That he prefers, if he's going to have to be subject to payment, he prefers what the second pair says over what the first pair says. Because according to the first pair, the Eved goes free, and he has to pay the value of an eye. According to the second pair, the Eved goes free, but he only has to pay the value of a tooth. V'ktani. And now we continue learning the Braisa. V'nimtzu Zomimim. A third pair of Edom come, that are mazim, this second pair. That the second pair turns out to be Edom Zomimim. Mishalmim Demei Ayin Le'Eved. Now they have to pay the value of the eye, which is what they wanted to make. They wanted that the Eved should only get the value of his tooth. Now they are becoming Edom Zomimim, and they have to pay the value, the difference, the Rishonim say, between the value of an eye and the value of a tooth. But weren't they already mukhish between the first pair and the second pair? So how could they be Muslim? It must be a proof, says Rava. Shema mino, hachoshet chilas hazomim. Amr Abaye. So Abaye disagrees. And this machloik is how to understand what Abaye is trying to do. Some of Farshim say that Abaye halachically disagrees with Rava. Rava holds hachoshet chilas hazomim. Abaye disagrees. Other Mefarshim say that Abaye is not disagreeing halachically. He's just disagreeing with what Rava, with Rava's proof. Rav is trying to prove from this price that Choshet Chilas Azoma says Abaye, there's no proof from this price. Why? Loi, Depchinu Vazminu. What happened here was that the second pair of Adam, there are only two pair. You have the first pair that says the first there was the you have the first pair that says the first there was the eye and then the tooth. And then you have another pair that says just the opposite. So, davchinu vazminu. And the Rishonim explained that first they came in and they were mazim, the first pair, but they said that the aid, that the owner did injure the eved. It just didn't happen as the first pair said, but rather it happened in reverse situation. So now, says the Gemara, memai. Why would Abaye explain the braisa that way? Says the Gemara, mid the sefer, since the next part of the braisa, which we're about to learn, Abaye says, refers to situation of mepech v'hazoma, reishanami must be referring to situation of mepech v'hazoma. What is the sefer that Abaye says has to be referring to that the second Adam turned over what the first aid said? Sefer says like this, medinu es ish pliny. We're coming to say testimony about a specific individual, shehipel shein avdoi, v'simas einoi, knocked out his tooth and blinded him. Shirei eved oimakein. And again, we have to work on this statement of a rei eved oimakein, that the eved supports the statement. Then nimtzu zaymimim, and then this first pair of Adam turned out to be zaymimim, mishamim demei ayin l'rav. So the first pair has to be paid a value of the eye. So ask the Gemara, hechi dami. Again, let's understand the case of the braisa. If the case of the braisa is either like komoidele basroi b'chavola klal, that the second pair is not agreeing that the owner injured his eved, so why are they only paying the demei ayin? If they said that the first pair are edim zaymimim, and the first pair wanted a cause that the owner should have to free the eved, then the mekula eved l'rabbi shlumei. Shouldn't they have to pay the entire value? Ella, pshita deka, maida kula b'chavola. Both pairs of Adam agree that there was an injury from the owner to the Evid, and the only dispute between the first pair and the second pair is the kavchinim vazminu, that they discreed what happened first and what happened second, which will depend, and depending on that sequence, it'll make a big difference. Will the only owner have to pay the ayin, or will the owner have to pay the shein? Continues the Gemara. We need still to understand this braisa. Hey chidomi, what exactly is the braisa saying? Either koma achri achrui hani basroi, if the first pair of Adam came in on Sunday and said on Sunday the owner knocked out his tooth and then blinded him, and the second pair came on Monday and said you couldn't have seen that, imano yisim, you were elsewhere, but we do want you to know that on Monday the owner blinded his eye and knocked at his tooth. So what have we resolved? Akati demei eved l'rabbi shlumei. They still should have to pay the entire value, the edim zomim. Why? The ki mechayiv le l'gavre, when they're trying to say that the owner did something on Sunday, akati labag chiyuvahu, nothing happened until Monday. Elo, how must we understand the braisa? That's referring to situation, the komakadmi kadumi. The first pair come in and say that it happened on Sunday. The second pair say, not only did the owner injure his eved, but it happened before Sunday. It happened on, let's not get involved with Shabbos Shailas. It happened on the Friday before. So, by the time the Edom are saying that something happened on Sunday, the Edom Zomimim, the second pair, who's the pair we're going to believe, have said that the owner anyway had to free him previously to that. The Kamakadmi Kadumi Hani Basroi. The second pair place this story happening before the first pair said it. Ask the Gemara, but we still need to understand. Idloi Amad Bedin, if there has not been a dentari yet here, akati de make kulil evid l'rabbi shlumile. Why? Because we've learned, and we're going to spend a lot of time learning this, starting in later in today's shir and tomorrow's shir, there's a din of moed b'knas. So, until there was a dentira, the owner always has the potential of not having to free his evid by admitting to what he did. So even if the story happens, says the Gemara, that the second pair places the story before the first pair came, before the first pair places the story, that hasn't solved our issue, then why should they have to pay the entire value? They shouldn't have to pay the entire value because the Adon always had the opportunity to be Moed B'Knas, and since he could have been Moed B'Knas, and he would be Potter, if there was no Din Torah, why is he Chayif? Says the Gemara, El Da'am B'Din. And this is a very interesting situation. The Gemara says three words, El Da'am B'Din. But these three words of Am B'Din have a very deep story behind them. What happened is like this. That's why we have to understand the Braisa. There's a case in Beis Din where Edom come to Beis Din and tell Beis Din that the owner blinded the Eved and then knocked at his tooth. Or it could be the other way also. It doesn't make a difference. Beis Din paskins that the Eved should be freed, and whatever happens second, the tooth or the eye, he has to pay to the Eved. The owner doesn't like the Pesach of Beis Din. What does he do? He runs away with the Eved to another town. He runs away. The Eved is obviously very upset. Here he was supposed to get freed. Here he was supposed to get some money. And he's losing everything because his owner runs away with him. But as they get to the second town, the Eved runs to Beis Din in the second town and tells Beis Din, my owner brought me here to this town. But really, there was already a psak Beis Din from the town that we're coming from that my owner has to free me and pay me. And I have Edom. I have Edom. Who are the Edom? And he goes and brings Edom. And the Edom come and say that he... And again, the story is reversed for the Reisha and the Sefer, but the concept are the same. So let's talk about the Reisha. The Edom come and say that he knocked out his tooth and blinded him. And Beis Din Paskin, that he's freed and has to get the value of the eye. The owner now sees that he's in big trouble, because now he can't get away with it anymore. But he brings Edom, that a mazim, he brings Edom, that a mazim, the pair of Edom that the Eved brought, and say it's not like what they said. The first, he knocked out the tooth. The other knocked out the tooth and then blinded him. What happened was, it was in the reverse. First, he blinded him, and then he knocked out the tooth, and he only owes the value of the tooth. So now, we already have a psak Beis Din. So we don't have the question that the Gemara just posed. The owner could always get away with it by being Moed B'Knas. It's already too late to be Moed B'Knas. There's already a psak Beis Din from the previous city. Now there's no more Moed B'Knas. And now we understand what happened here. That's how the Braisa is to be understood. And those are the two pairs of Edom in the Braisa. Omler of Acha, Bered of Ikler of Ad. And that's how Abaya understands the Braises. So the Braisa, the two cases in the Braisa. And again, it's a complicated enough Gemara, so we're going to keep it simple. According to Rashi, so the way we're understanding the Gemara is as follows. Abaya has successfully explained the Braisa, both the Reisha and the Sefer, in circumstances that there are only two pairs of Edom that are relevant to us. There was already Din Torah. There was already Psak Beis Din. Now we're in a new town with a new Beis Din and two pairs of Edom, as the Braisa spoke about two conflicting pairs, a regular case of Zomim. There's no Achosha here. So the question that we began to share with of Achosha Tchil Sazoma, the Braisa has nothing to do with that. That's how Abai explains. Now we go back to Rava. We go back to Rava. What did Rava explain? Rava said that the Braisa is referring to three pairs of Edom. What are the three pairs of Edom? The first pair said that it was the tooth and then the eye. Second pair said just the opposite, eye and then tooth. And the third pair were mazin the second pair. And what was Rava's raya? Just to review quickly. Rava said that this second pair, let's look at them. First, they were Eidei Achasha. They were Mukhish, the first pair and the second pair. And then they were Eidei Hazoma, because we had Eidim that were Mazdem. So we have a Raya, Hachasha Tchilas Hazoma. Actually, the Shalom Eishav says a very important word. Even according to Rava, that says Hachasha Tchilas Hazoma, it has to be two separate pairs of Eidim. You can't have the same pair being Machish and being Mazim. The only question according to Rava is, if you have one pair that's Machish, and then you have another pair that's Mazim, will that be a Hazoma or not? That's how Rav explained the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Omle Rav Ach Bereid Rav Ikkele Rav Ashi. That's how Rav explained, and that was Rav's Raya. The Yukad Rav Mehecha. How did Rav, what was Rav's Raya? Ilay Mimi Reisha. If Rav's Raya was from the Reisha, so ask the Gemara, Gevaldik Akasha. Let's review. The first pair said there was Shane and then Ayin. The second pair said there was Ayin and then Shane. So let's think about it. If we were Dayonim, passing the Shaila, whose testimony will we accept? We would accept the second testimony. Because whenever we have a conflict of testimonies, we take the more, we take the safer route. So if the second Adam said there was Ayin and then Shane, so they want to make the owner pay less. So why are we saying that they're the ones that were Mukhish? They're the ones that the testimony we're going to follow. They're the testimony that we're going to follow. That's the Gemara's question. Reisha, Mikam Michshim is Mitzoy. Is this second pair of Adam to be the Adam that are Mukhish? Kivin. Let's think it through, says the Gemara. Diloy Mitzimit, said the Mitzimi. If this second pair of Adam will not be Muslim, Savadasai Kavasaika Kaiman. We will follow what they said. The Dina Kavasai Paskinen. We're going to follow what they said. Why? Because according to them, the owner has to pay only the value of the tooth, which, as we've been saying the entire year, is substantially less than the value of the eye, and yes, b'chlam asayim on, so we only make him pay the value of the tooth. Hilkach, if any pair of Adam that's being mukhish here, it's the first pair that's being mukhish. Kamayhu de mitzchachshi. Mitzoyle mitzchachshi. It's only the first pair. So what's Rav's raya? That choshet chilas hazama, this pair that's being Muslim was never mukhish. We're following what they said until they're Muslim. Because they're the ones that are coming out with the owner paying less. In fact, if I had time, I don't, the Mefarshim discussed this such an obvious question, what was the Gemara's Havimina? And they tried to go with the Mahalach, that since the second pair and the first pair are talking about different, they have a different sequence of events, and therefore they are contradicting each other. So the Gemara and the Havimina assumed that they cancel each other out. The Gemara now says they don't cancel each other out, since they both have a minimum that they agree to, so it's not considered that they cancel each other out. So, how is Rava bringing Raya? Amale, Rava Sover, Rava's Raya is not from the Reisha. Mid the Reisha b'Shalosh Kitas, Rava says if we've explained that the Reisha is referring to Shalosh Kitas, Sefer Nami b'Shalosh. The Sefer also is referring to three pairs, the Daik Masefa. And his Raya, therefore, will come from the Sefer. And the Gemara explains what it means. Going. The Sefer, according to Rava, will be referring to such a situation. We have no other Edom, so we say the Eved goes free, and he has to pay the value of the eye. And now another pair come, and this pair is not mentioned in the Braisa. The story is just the opposite. It was the eye and then the tooth. The So the first pair of Adam are now Mukhish, because they said that the eye came second, and the second pair says that the eye came first. The And now another pair of Adam come, and amazim, the first pair of Adam. The halacha is Misham de Me'ayin L'Rav. They have to pay, the first pair will have to now pay the value of the eye. Now Rava makes his point. V'Salkadat HaKosha L'Av T'chilas HaZoma, that once they're Mukhish, they cannot be Muslim. Amai Mishami, why are we giving them the punishment of Kash HaZomim? They're already mukhish by the second pair. It must be that a chosh tchil hazama, and even though that this first pair was already mukhish, that doesn't prevent from hazama taking place. Abai says, Bishlam Aresh Loi Sagid Loi Sholosh Kitas. Shrek Tani Arav Oimakein. And there's a machlokes Rishonim how to understand what Abai says now. Some Rishonim say that Abai himself, as we said earlier, explains the Braisa that there were only two pairs of Adam. That's how he understands the Braisa. But he's willing to concede to Rava that in the Resha, I have a reason to be Maida to admit that we could be talking about three pairs of Adam. You know why? Because, as we started this year, the words in the Resha of Sheharei Arav Oimakein are very troubling words. And by setting up the story that there were three pairs of Adam, the first pair saying Shein, then Ayin, the second pair saying Ayin, then Shein, and the third pair being Mazim, the second pair, we have a nice appreciation for Arav Oimakein. Because if the owner at least is in trouble, he'd rather follow what the second pair says versus what the first pair says. So there concedes Abaya, I understand why Rava added another pair of Adam to the Braisa that we don't see in the Braisa. But in the Seifa, Bishlam Aresha, Loi Sagid Loi Sholosh Kitas, I can understand what forces you to explain there were three pairs. Shrek Tani Arav Oimakein, those words are those troubling words. El Seifa, Lomali Sholosh Kitas, why do I have to say there were three pairs? And the Rabbeinu Peretz and Rabban explained the Gemara very beautifully. One explanation is that they say, didn't Rava say, you know why I'm saying the three pairs in the Sefer? Because we said the three pairs in the Reisha. So one pshat is a simple pshat. Just because the Reisha we added a pair doesn't mean that the Sefer we have to add a pair. But there's a nicer pshat. I don't want to say nicer, another pshat. Rabbeinu Peretz is a beautiful pshat. He says pshat like this. He says, in the Reisha, the pair of Adam that's being added to the Braisa is a pair that's the first pair. So we could understand that the Braisa picks up in the middle of a story. That's very common. That you don't have to start the story from the beginning. It's picking up from the middle of the story. So that's how we understand the Reisha. The way Rav explained the Sefer, where are we adding the new aid? We're adding the new pair of Adam in the middle of a story. So it doesn't make any sense as a buyer. We talk about the first pair, we talk about the third pair, and we leave out the second pair? Doesn't make any sense. That's why a buyer can't agree to Rava that the second case has a missing pair of Adam, because if the missing pair is in the middle, why, in the middle of a story, you just stop and then pick up at the second part of the story, we're just skipping the middle? El Sefer, Lomeli Sholosh Kitas, what would push you to say that there are three pairs? Shreya Evet Omekein. Because the Evet prefers the testimony that says Shein and then Ayin. Says the Gemara, that's not a reason. Because Evet called the Hu, Meimer, the Nichale, the Nepik Lecheres. By the owner, so he, we could understand, prefers a testimony that has Shein, that has Ayin than Shein. The Evet is just anxious to get out. So where we can't say that he prefers one testimony over the other testimony. Although, as the Rishonim point out, the testimony is working in his favor because the Edom that are Mukhish and Muslim are the Edom that say that it was Ayin and then Shein, and really the Edom we're going to accept are the Edom that said it was Shein and then Ayin. Maskul of Rav Zera, so Rav Zera asks a fundamental question. The basis of the entire Shia today has been that if the owner did two acts of injury, for the first act, the Eved goes out, and for the second act, he gets paid. Says of Zera, who says that? Amos Simus Eina Nepik Beinon. If he blinded him, he would indeed go out for that. Hit Belashinai, if he would not get his tooth, he would go out Nepik Beshinai. But perhaps, Sipuk Simus Einoi, the Hit Belashinai, if both of these acts happened before we could paskin on one act, the second act already happened. Maybe Nepik Vein Vishinoi, and he only gets free, and he doesn't get any payment. If that would be the halacha, then our entire shir doesn't begin. Amal Baya, Alecha Makra, Tachas Einoi, V'loi Tachas Shinoi, Eino Vishinoi, Tachas Shinoi, V'loi Tachas Shinoi V'Einoi. If he does two acts, the first act frees him, and the second act he goes out free. Amrav Idibar Oven, Afanan Namitanina. He wants to bring a raya from our Mishnah. It said in our Mishnah, Ganav al pishnayim, the gneva was done in front of two edim, the tavach amoch al piyem, and now he did tficham bechira on the basis of those two edim, menim tzomim, mishamim lo yasakol. When they become edim zomim, they have to pay the whole dalad v'chamisha, because as we learned when we learned the Mishnah, kasha zomim las slachos. My love, what is the story of the Mishnah? Is it the story of the Mishnah? They idu al gneva. First they came and said testimony that there was a gneva. Then the chazve idu al tficha, and then they came and said testimony on the tficha. The chazmo al gneva, and then they became muzim on the gneva. The chazro, the chazmo al tficha, and then they were muzim on the tficha. That's the proper sequence we would assume. Now ask the Gemara. For kivin shehuzma al gneva, once there was a hazama on the gneva. So if there was hazama on the gneva, what does that say? That there was no gneva, which means a chosh on the gneva. So lagabat tficha have leim chashim. As far as tficha is concerned, there are edim chashim because you can't have tficha without gneva. And yet, the Mishnah says, "V'ktan misham sakol," that the edim have to pay the whole dalad v'hei. V'isal kedaitach hachosha lav tchilas hazama. It would say that hachosha has no relationship to hazama. And once the edim are muchoshim, they can never be Muslim again. So why is the hazama and the tficha valid hazama? A tficha may mishalmim. They're already muchish. El Rav, isn't our Mishnah a proof that shma mina hachosha tchilas hazama? And says, "Well, it's no proof." Amri hocha ma'iskinen kigoyin shehuzma al tficha tchila, that there was first a hazama on the tficha, and then there was a hazama on the gneva. So what the Gemara is saying, it could well be, if there was a hazama on the gneva, then you can't make a hazama on the tficha anymore, because they were very muchish, and once they're muchish, they can't be Muslim. The hazama was not in the sequence we would imagine, but rather was in the opposite sequence. There was first a hazama on the tficha, and then only the hazama on the gneva. Says the Gemara, or plukta, she edim shechosh shel upsayv zumna, and says the Gemara, this question of hachoshet tchilas hazama is actually a machlokes of Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar, because the machlokes is, again, their case is a much simpler case. Their case was where you had one peer that said that he killed, and another peer that said that they didn't kill. And then we have Adam that are mazim, the first peer. And we have a machlaikus. One man dama says this first pair of Adam are killed, even though they were mukhish first. And the other man dama says no. The other man dama says that since they were first mukhish, they are no longer candidates for hazama. But the Gemara did not identify who holds what. The Gemara just said there's machlokes of Yochanan and Belozer, but one man is saying that they're subject to kasha zama. Obviously, he holds achosha tchilas hazama. The other man says they're not subject to hazama because achosha lav tchilas hazama. Says the Gemara, "Testayim, I'll bring a raya under Belozer who domain narogim." Belozer is the man that says that achosha lav tchilas hazama. Domer Belozer, Edim shehuk chush v'nefesh loikim. If Edim are proven to be liars, they get malchus. What's the malchus for? The lav is loisana bereicha oid shakar. So if edim are proven to be liars, they get malchus. And we're going to learn him. It's Hashem. The Gemara Masechta Malchus says, why do they get malchus for this lav? It's a lav she'en b'maisa. It just involves talking. So the Gemara Masechta Malchus will teach us this is an exception to the rule that even though normally lav she'en b'maisa you don't get malchus, here they'll get malchus. Now let's think it through. V'isal kedatach. Rabbi Elazar, who do I like? Narogim, that Edim that are muchish could still be killed. If they're Muslim, am I like him? How could they be subject to Malchus? Havli lav shnitan las horas misas bezdin. This is a lav that could lead to Misa. And the halacha is that kol lav shnitan las horas misas bezdin, any lav that could ultimately lead to Misa, and like him, love, nobody could get Malchus. So if Rabbi Elazar says that they do get Malchus, why? Because Rabbi Elazar holds that once they're muchish, they can never be Muslim, because achosha lav tchilas hazama, and since they can never be Muslim, that's why they get the malchus, and we're not worried that it could ultimately lead to misa. Elav shma minor Rabbi Elazar udaima ein arogim. to Stayim, it's a good raya. Ask the Gemara a question that should have gone through all of our minds. We said, the first pair came in and said that they killed, and the second pair came in and said that nobody, it's not true. They didn't, Reuven did not kill Shimon. So we said that according to Belozer, these Edom are Mukhish, and since they're Mukhish, they will never be able to be Muslim. Why are they Mukhish? It's Trey or Trey. It's one pair says that they did it, another pair said that they didn't do it. Why do I believe one pair more than the other? Lichen, why should the first pair that say that there was a murder here get Malchus because they lied? We don't have more than Trey v'Trey Ninu. We have a conflict of two pairs of Edom. My chaz is the Samach Tahani, Smach Tahani. Why are we relying on the second pair more than the first pair? So why is the first pair Bechlau subject to Malchus? Amar Abaya, the Boharu Guraglav. We know that the first pair are liars. You know why? Because the victim showed up. So if the victim showed up, we don't have to, there's no question who the liar is. They said that Reuven killed Shimon. If Shimon walks in, it's a riot that they're the liars. And according to Reb Elezer, we say two dinim, that they'll get Malchus, Flesana, and it's not considered a lav that could lead to Misa. Why is it not a lav that could lead to Misa? Because they can no longer be Muslim, because Achosh lav tchilas hazama. Ask Reb Chanan Agval de Gekasha. Shouldn't they be considered Edom Zayimim? We're calling them Edom Muchoshim. We said they did the aver of Leisana Bereacha. What is the case of Edom Zayimim? Let's think this through. Gevalda Gekasha. What's Edom Zayimim? One period says, this and this happened, this and this day, this and this place. Another set of Edom come in and say, how could you say it? You were with us elsewhere. And the Torah teaches us, we accept the testimony of the second pair. That's a big chiddush, as we keep on saying. Why is the second pair more believed than the first pair? That's what the Torah teaches us. Here, we certainly should administer Hazama. Here, in the case that I just described, there's always a question, did the second pair say the truth? In the case where the victim shows up, there's no question that they're liars. Answers Reb Chanan. The Torah set up what are the circumstances of Akash Hazama. They're very specific. When the second pair comes in and says, Imanu Hayisim. Even though it's a chiddush, and even though it's less believable than the case that we had at the Gemara, that doesn't change the facts. Kasha Zomam is strictly in a situation of Hazama, nowhere else. Says the Mishnah, Gonam api shnayim. If there were two Edom that was a Geneva, v'tavach hamach api erechad, the tvich mechir was only api erechad, oy api atzmai, or he admitted that that happened, mishalom tashlumi kefil, he has to pay kefil, for that there were Edom, v'enem mishalom tashlumi dal v'hei, because either there was one Erechad, or it was a Maid of a Knas, either way he would only have to pay, he doesn't pay the Knas. Novadin, Ganef HaTavach B'Shabbos, Ganef HaTavach L'Avodah Zarah, Ganef Mishal Aviv, Umeis Aviv, Vachach Tavach HaMachar, Ganef HaHigdash, Vachach Tavach HaMachar, B'Shalom Tashlumi Kefal, Ved Mishalom Dal Vehei. I said a mouthful. Let's explain each case. The case of Shabbos is a case where the Geneva took place during the week. So for the Geneva, there was no Chil Shabbos, he has to pay Kefal. The Tvicha took place in Shabbos, so there was a Chil Shabbos, so it's Kimlei the Rabbi Menei. He's Chayiv for the Tvicha, Kimlei the Misa, Chil Shabbos, and that's why he's not Chayiv Dal Vehei. And the Mefarshim point out, the Chil Shabbos was at the first cut, as soon as the incision was made, he's Mechal Shabbos. The Dal Vehei only come when he finishes the Shechita. First, and say, since it's all one act of Shechita, it's Kimlei D'Rabbanei. The same thing, Ganef HaTavach L'Avodah Zarah. The Geneva didn't do anything, so he's Chayiv the Kefal. Tavach L'Avodah Zarah is Chayiv Misa, Skila, for Avodah Zarah, and he's part of Dal V'Hei. If he stole from his father, he's Chayiv Kefal to the estate. But if he only did the Tficha Mechira, we learned this Gemara already, if he only did the Tficha Mechira after the father passed away, so therefore, when he shechted the animal, or he sold the animal, he was a part owner of that animal, so that's why he's part on Dal Vehei. It wasn't Tficha or Mechira Kula Be'isim. The last case, where the owner was Magdish to Behema after he stole it, so when he's doing Tficha Mechira, he's doing Tficha Mechira to the animal of Hegdish, not to an animal that belongs to someone else, and as we've been learning, the din of Dal Vehei is only by Re'ehu, not by Hegdish. Rav Shimon teaches us a chiddush. Kachim shechay bechruyusam v'sham dal v'hei shein chay bechruyusam potter. Let's say this is the way we're going to learn the Gemara. Mitzvah Shem teaches us somebody stole an animal from someone else, and as we learned, there are two ways for a person to be menad of a carbon: harezu and harei. Harezu means he specifies an animal and he has to give that animal. Harei means he brings himself a carbon, but he didn't specify an animal. What's the nafkamina between a nether and a dover? And a nether, if somebody specified an animal and then something happens to that animal, he has no responsibility. If you said a re'elai, even if he separated out an animal, if something happens to the animal, he has to bring another carbon. So here what happened is like this. Somebody stole from someone an animal that was hegdish, but it was hegdish doing a re'elai. Now, if somebody steals that animal, so since the owner was magdish it with a lashon re'elai, he's going to have to replace it. So by him stealing the animal, even though it's a hegdish animal, he's garim lamamin. The owner's now going to have to take out money from his pocket to buy another animal. Rav Shimon's opinion, as we learned earlier, is davar garim lamamin k'mamin dami, and since he causes a loss to the person who he stole the animal from, even though it's an animal that's hegdish, he still have to pay the dal v'hei.